Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 16, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A huge success. Well, we're in the full swing of the holiday season, and everyone is early this year. Retail sales are out. Everyone has the store lit and decorated. Even people are decorating early. I'm seeing people have their holiday Christmas wreaths on their door. They're just skipping the fall decorations for Thanksgiving altogether. So people are really early this year. Also, I'm getting so many event announcements already for January and February of 2016. So again, people realize that proactivity is so very, very important. And becoming proactive and doing things ahead of time is a very, very good thing. Our show theme during the month of November is the miracle of self-discipline. Ladies, it's time to literally buckle your seatbelt and go on a ride of getting real with making things happen in your life and in your business. Now, you know, I'm sure if we all put on the honest coat today, we would know that we're not doing all of the things that we need to be doing to be successful in our lives and in our business. And really, I think sometimes we just all get caught up on the surface of life instead of digging deep and looking at what it is that we truly want and what's most important. Again, our show theme all during the month of November is the miracle of self-discipline. And that theme was chosen because self-discipline is the cornerstone of all success. There's so many times that we all wonder, well, why is it that this person is doing similar to the same thing as I am, and yet they are so more successful than me, or they appear to be? What is it that they're doing that I'm not? Well, I can tell you right now that a lot of the times when you see others doing similar to the same things and much more successful, it's because they have practiced the art of self-discipline. They are getting things done more. Now, that's not the only reason, but I can tell you that's probably one of the primary factors. And so that is why we chose self-discipline for the month of November, because if you're going to push forward in 2016, if you truly, with all of your heart, if you have the passion to succeed like never before from this point forth and through the new year, then you are going to have to get an extra portion of self-discipline. You're going to have to literally sit yourself down and do some things that are very, very necessary to build strong and positive habits that reinforce whatever it is that you want to be doing for the new year. And I can't express how important this is for anyone who's wanting to achieve their dreams and their goals. So, ladies, I hope you have your pen and your notepad out today. I hope you are ready for a dose of the good old-fashioned truth from Coach Trina, because I am ready to share it and give it to you today so that you can move forward in your business, move forward in your life, and do incredible things moving forward. Well, let's go ahead and learn what we've got coming up for today. Today's topic, as we look at the miracle of self-discipline, is self-discipline and business. I'll be sharing with you 5 ways to become better disciplined as you manage your business. Also included in our lineup today as well, of course, I can't go without doing I Believe in the Power of Me. This is four questions that will help you to take action and get in touch with your inner power. I also have for you today the networking quiz. That's right. I continue to advocate for women to become better business networkers and learn more about the art of networking. So I'm so excited. I'm going to be announcing a networking teleclass that's coming up. And also, I've got a good networking quiz for you today just to get started with developing your own personal networking plan. And then, of course, our book all during the month of November is Brian Tracy's No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline. And today's excerpt, again, is going to work side by side with today's topic, self-discipline and business. So I'll be reading, for those of you that have the book, I'll be reading from page 155, self-discipline and business. And then, of course, I'll also be giving you my own five ways to become better disciplined as you manage your business. And so I'm just excited about all the things that we've got in store for you today on the show. So this is a great time to, number one, grab a pen and a notepad, because as you know, at Successful Woman Radio, we give you business information you can put to use, guess when, right away. Also, this is just such a good time right now to click over on another line and share today's live broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member, someone that you know needs to be in a positive environment. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those listening online, make sure that you share the show on your social networks. Simply have individuals to go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. And that's for the individuals that are listening from the convenience of their desktop, laptop, smart devices such as their iPhone, Android phone, notepad, or iPad. And so I'm very excited that all of you are here listening to the show today. Don't forget to visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com to listen to previous broadcasts of our show. If you miss any of the shows, it's a great opportunity to listen to some of the show topics. And of course, we have all of last month's shows ready for you to listen to. When you get to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, just look over in the right-hand column, and from there, click on play, and it will start playing the previous show for you. And so again, I hope that you are enjoying all of the resources that we're gathering up for you. And I hope that you have marked all of your Mondays at 12 noon Eastern time for the Successful Woman Radio Show. Let's go ahead right now and go right into our topic of I Believe in the Power of Me. Now, we're almost through at the end of this year of bringing this up every single Monday. For those of you that are new to the show, every year we come up with powerful questions or affirmations that you will be able to use to help you move yourself forward as you accomplish your dreams and your goals. And of course, this year for 2015, which was our theme all this year, was I Believe in the Power of Me. And we developed four questions that you can ask yourself as often as necessary to help you push forward. You know, sometimes we just need that extra push. We just need to know that, first of all, we just need to know what to do. You know, what is it? What can we do to help ourselves be more productive, help ourselves to have more energy, help ourselves to create a better desire to want more things in our life and business and to push forward with our dreams and goals. And I truly believe that these four questions indeed do just that. Let's move with question number one. Am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? Again, am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? Well, ladies, you know, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, yes, there are a lot of actions that you can take. There are a lot of habits that you can create. There are, you know, correct processes for setting your goals and systems that you can implement to help you with goal setting. But if you don't have this one thing clear in your mind and take it to paper, then it's very, very difficult to maintain clarity at all. So the first question, am I clear on my vision and what it is I want to experience? You must identify that. Now, I'll tell you that I have talked to people who've been listening to the show all year long, and many of them have been saying that, well, Trina, I've been listening to the show, and I am somewhat still confused on what it is that I want to do for my life and myself, or I feel overwhelmed. And what I want to let you know is that feeling overwhelmed, I think that just comes with being a woman, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, we multitask and we do so many things in life, and sometimes we confuse our own selves about what it is that we want to do. But I hope that I can give you a little bit of clarity right now by saying that when it comes to writing down your vision, stop trying to push forward 10 and 20 years ahead, even 2 years or 5 years. I'm a believer of being in the now. I believe in living in the now. So for your now, work on this next 30 days of what it is that you want to experience. Work on the next 90 days or push out for the next 6 months. But stop trying to write this long, eloquent vision that you think other people will want to hear, and start being more authentic with yourself and just work with the now, where you are right now. And if where you are is just looking at what you want to experience for the next 7 days, then so be it. If where you are is looking at what you want to do for the next 14 to 30 days, then so be it. Or what about instead of planning out the year for your business, planning out the next 6 months? It's your responsibility to drive the bus, okay? Nobody's going to pick up the keys and drive the bus for you. And I think so many times we are scared to be the leader. But listen, ladies, it's your vision. You are the one that has to drive it. So write your vision down and make it clear. One of the easier things that I think that you can do for your vision is perhaps instead of writing it in sentence or paragraph structure, just write it in outline structure, in bullet points. Just list short, simple bullet points of what it is that you would like to see happening for yourself within a specific time frame. Moving on to question number two, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Self-evaluation is very, very important. And if you don't know what habits might be getting in your way of being successful, of you accomplishing your dreams and goals, then you can't figure out where you need to go. So this very important question is vital to your success. So you need to be very transparent here with yourself. And if, by the way, if you didn't know it, we can lie to ourselves very easily. We do something called self-talk. That's a nonverbal mode of communication with ourselves where we are thinking, and sometimes we can talk our own selves out of the truth. So we have to be very, very careful about that and be honest about habits that we have that are interfering with our very own success. Number three, have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Well, the most important thing that you can do after you create your vision and you transfer that vision onto paper, okay, is that you have to, and I repeat, you have to set goals, because goals are the beginning of manifestation. Once you have an idea, a thought, or an aha moment, the way to get going is to take action. But you can't take action to what you haven't written down. So goals are very, very important in supporting your vision. And last but not least, number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Now, let me see if I can explain this quickly and share with you how important it really is. What you need to know is that as women, one of the things that we have in common oftentimes is that it's easy for us to get discouraged about things, or it's easy for us to abandon things that we feel are not positively helping us or working in our favor or working our way. We get discouraged very easily. Now, I'm not saying that all women are like this, but I believe that in the majority of us have this in common. And so as a result, it's very, very important for us to set short-term goals And what short-term goals do, meaning goals that we can accomplish in a day, in an hour, in a week, in 2 weeks, the reason why these are very important is because we accomplish the goal faster. And when we see something that we have done and accomplished, it develops and generates a power within us. It's almost like a conviction or a confirmation that, yes, this is correct. Yes, you are moving forward and accomplishing this goal. And when we feel that type of power generated, it encourages us to stay the long haul. This is why a lot of experts talk about doing short-term goals, breaking your long-term goals down, because long-term goals can really sabotage you and set you up. But the reason why we have to have them is because we need to see how long it's going to take us to do a certain thing, and we also need to look at all of the things necessary to accomplish a complete task or a vision. So long-term goals have their own place, but short-term goals help to generate the power within us and help us to stay on the narrow course to the end of our goal. So that's very important. And so, ladies, there you have it. Four questions to ask yourself whenever you need to, so that you can become convicted in believing in yourself, believing in the power of yourself. It's 12:16 after the hour, and for those of you that have just joined us, you're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio, and this is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach with Women About Biz, and I am so excited that you are here with us today. If you're looking for a positive environment, a place where you can come and get your dose of information that you can put to use right away in your life and business, then you have found the right place. Successful Woman Radio is indeed it. Again, we are sponsored by WomenAboutBiz.com, and Women About Biz is all about helping you to move your business to the next level. We've got a lot of great things going on over at Women About Biz, and I'll be sharing that with you in just a little bit. Right now, ladies, do you have your pen and notepad out? Because I'm getting ready to give you the networking quiz, okay? And so next year, we're really advocating networking, and we actually are going to be having more things for you regarding networking. We've actually created on the Women About Biz website, we've created Savvy Networking Woman, a wonderful channel that's going to be dealing all with the power of networking and how to better network, how to develop a better networking strategy for yourself. And so again, I want to encourage you to go over and take a look at Savvy Networking Women, and to do that, you go to womenaboutbiz.com, and once you get there on the website, hold your mouse over channels in the top red menu bar and simply select from the channel listing Savvy Networking Women, and once you get there, you will see some of the topics that we've already began to populate on there. And we're having a wonderful Savvy Networking Women free teleclass coming up on December 2nd, and I'll tell you about that again in a little bit. But for right now, I want to talk to you about business networking and how important it is as you move into 2016 for you to have a business networking plan, okay? And so I've developed just a very short quiz for you. And in this quiz, as you begin to take it, because I'm going to read out the question and you have two simple answers, a yes or no. And ladies, there's no in between. Don't straddle the fence. You answer yes or no for these questions. And then I'm going to quickly just kind of go back over these questions. So hopefully you have a notepad and a pen in hand. If you don't, then I'll go slow enough so that in your mind you can kind of tabulate your answers, okay? So here's question number one in the networking quiz. Question number one is, I have a networking system and follow it in building relationships with my contacts. So let me just change that a little bit and say, do you have a written networking system and follow it in building relationships with contacts? Yes or no? Okay. Now, if you say, well, I have it in my head, so I'll say, yes, that's cheating. You actually have to be able to put your hand on a written document that you can look at And it is all about your networking plan, your system, and then do you follow it in building relationships with contacts? Yes or no? Okay, moving on to our networking quiz and question number two. I have at least 3 30-second commercials describing my business services or products, and I have them ready, meaning they're written on paper and memorized, and I feel comfortable using them. So this is kind of a complex question here, so let me read it again. Question number two in your networking quiz is, do you have at least 3 30-second commercials, 30 seconds, describing your business services or products, and do you have them memorized and feel comfortable in using them? Yes or no? Yes or no, ladies? No in between. Don't straddle that fence. Don't hug on it. Okay, you're going to fall over. Go ahead, answer that question. Do you have 3 30-second commercials describing your business services or products, and do you have them memorized? Here's number three. I immediately follow up with a phone call from networking meetings and introductions for each contact within 24 to 48 hours. Okay? Again, the question is, do you immediately follow up with a phone call from networking meetings and introductions for each contact that you have within 24 to 48 hours? And that means, do you actually call them? You actually pick up the phone and you actually call those primary contacts that you feel that you can do business with, refer to, or they might be able to refer to you? Yes or no? Here is question number four. Do you consistently go to at least 1 to 2 networking events each week? Okay. Do you consistently go to at least 1 to 2 networking events each week? Now, this is very important. You know, you can't say, well, last quarter I went to 5 networking events, but the quarters before that I only went to 1 or 2. But I can say yes. No, don't straddle the fence and be truthful. Do you attend at least 1 or 2 networking events each week? And that means that out of 4 weeks, you may miss maybe 1 time. Then you can answer a yes. But you need to be truthful here. And then number five, here's number five. Do you give at least 2 to 3 referrals and or resources to business associates weekly? In other words, do you have at least 2 to 3 people that you actually call and give business referrals to on a weekly basis? Yes or no? I'm going to quickly go back over all 5 questions in the networking quiz. Okay. Number one was, do you have a written networking system and do you follow it in building relationships with your contacts? Yes or no? Number two was, do you have at least 3 30-second commercials and have you memorized them in describing your products or services? Yes or no? Number three is, do you immediately follow up via phone when you make connections with individuals within 24 to 48 hours? So do you immediately follow up with a phone call, okay, from networking meetings with individuals within 24 to 48 hours? Number four, do you consistently go to at least 1 to 2 networking events each week? And number five, do you give at least 2 to 3 referrals weekly? Okay, now you want to tally it up, ladies, okay, how many yeses and how many nos. Now, this isn't really a numbers game, but here's what you need to know. For every no that you have listed, you need to immediately, and I mean immediately, set time in your calendar to go and do what that no was. You need to go and make it into a yes, okay? Because, first of all, you can't be a savvy networking woman if you have not developed a networking system or a networking plan. And depending on the type of business model you're using, whether you're a service business, whether you're a product business or a direct sales company, you are going to be utilizing different networking strategies and systems. And so there's not a catch-all networking system for everybody. Whereas I may go to a particular type of networking event, it may not be best for you. And so you have to determine okay? What type of networking system is best for your business industry and best for yourself? We're all looking for networking referrals, but that's not the only reason why you should want to network. You should also want to be networking because you wanted to develop relationships, because you don't know who knows who. And your responsibility in networking is casting your net and spreading wide so that you can meet individuals who may or may know others who are interested in your products or service. And then, of course, you definitely need at least 3 30-second infomercials, because introducing yourself to a group is different than introducing yourself one-on-one or introducing yourself to a larger networking event. So you really need 3 minimum types of 30-second introductions. Number 3, where it asks you, do you follow up with a phone call? Well, experts say people are exposed to over 100 new resources and connections every single day, and there's no way they're going to continuously remember everybody at the end of the week even, right? So you want to go ahead and touch an individual whom you feel you have synergy with and that you can network with. You want to touch them at least 7 times. And part of those 7 times is, number 1, following up right away with a phone call with that individual. Here's number 4. If you said no to the fact that you don't consistently go to networking events, then, ladies, you need to look at visiting several different types to see which one fits for you, and then choose 2 events that you can go to every week. And then number 5, you give at least 2 to 3 referrals. Well, I'm a firm believer that you really need to be in the blessing business when you are networking. In other words, you need to always be looking for who can you help and who can you bless and who can you give referrals to or who can you give resources to. And people are going to remember you most for how you have helped them rather than what you do. It's only after they develop that relationship in their minds with you because you've helped them or you've blessed them with some resource or referral that they begin to really be ingrained and remember who you are and what you do. So keep that in mind. So if you had 2 no's, okay, then you are a beginner in networking. If you had 3 no's, okay, then you definitely need to begin to work on your networking strategy so that you can become a savvy networker. If you had yeses on all 5, congratulations. You are considered a knowledgeable and savvy networker. So I want you guys to start working on your networking plans for 2016, and I don't want you to make excuses with yourself as to why you're not consistent in networking every single week. Listen, if you don't network every single week, what you're going to learn is that you can't build contacts, you can't build your list. And so I'm talking about live networking events, but you also should be looking at how you can become better knowledgeable in social networking online as well. It's 12:28 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and your success coach. Ladies, if you have not joined as a free member at womenaboutbiz.com, what are you waiting on? Listen, for more than 15 years, we have been helping women with tools and resources to start and grow their business, and I want to encourage you to go ahead and to start, you know, being a part of Women About Biz. And how can you do that? Well, number 1, take advantage of the free membership. Go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over membership, and click on join now. When the join screen comes up, just click on bronze member free and sign up. This gives you a great opportunity to get acquainted with the Women About Biz family and learn all about who we are and what we do. So again, I invite you to become that free member so that you can learn more about who we are and so that we can get you used to being a part of the Women About Biz family of women business. business women. I want to go ahead at this time, is I want to share with you some of the things that are going on over at Women About Biz. So hopefully you have your calendar out or your pen and your notepad handy. First of all, if you are in and or around the Atlanta area, or you can catch a good flight, we're almost about 21 days out, so you still should be able to get a good flight into Atlanta for our 7th annual Women's Holiday Extravaganza. I'm so excited about this particular event and all of the things entailed in it. So I just want to quickly just share with you that each year at the end of the year, we host this very special event to remind businesswomen of the importance of giving themselves the greatest gift of all, which is business planning and developing their strategy ahead of time, even if it's just for the first quarter of next year. So our theme this year is the gift of profit, and that's all about embracing the wonderful pre-installed gifts you have inside of you to achieve your business and financial goals. And this year also, we continue on with the long-time tradition of having chosen 3 women for our Wise Women's Panel. And that happens each year during our Wise Women's Luncheon. And so this year, I'm happy to announce that we've chosen 3 wonderful women: Dr. Marilyn Johnson, entrepreneur, speaker, and naturopathic health consultant; Pamela Alexander, entrepreneur, technology strategist, and CEO of BizLinks TV Network; and Donna Satchel, entrepreneur, speaker, and author of Just Get Serious series of books. So again, we've chosen 3 women, all with 10-plus years of business experience, who are coming together to share their wisdom, knowledge, and information about life and business. It's such a special time. Ladies, we cry, we laugh, we purge, we get out what we need to get out, and we share with one another in a way that's most intimate between business women. And so, again, I think that this is an event that you're definitely not going to want to miss. So our general registration will include the Wise Women's Luncheon. You get the business seminar, the gift of profit, our 2016 strategic planning guide, which only is given out at this event. You're going to want a copy, power networking sessions, and our Women's Holiday Expo. So again, that's Saturday, December 5th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the DoubleTree Hotel off of 285 and La Vista Road in Atlanta. And for those of you that are out of town, listen, each year we have a few people that travel from out of town and they never regret it. They always say, this is like one of the best events that I've ever attended. So again, I want you to be a part of this. Hopefully on next Monday, I will have our Wise Women on to just talk about business in general. And so stay tuned for that. I'm so excited about this event. If you are a vendor, if you actually have a product, or if you are a service business like a travel agency, or your goal is you really wanted to build your contact list, so you want to be amongst the mix to build your contact list, then this is a great opportunity for you to be a part of. Check the Women About Biz website again. When you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events in the top red menu bar, and from there, click on Holiday Extravaganza, and you'll be able to look at all of the information for this incredible end-of-the-year event for businesswomen, and you'll be able to register for this event. Now, again, we fill up fast with this usually by the week before. It's a sellout. We only have about 50 seats available, and so I'm encouraging you to go ahead now and get yourself registered for this very, very special event. Lastly, I want to share with you guys a teleclass that's coming up on Wednesday, December 2nd. You're going to really love this. It is, of course, Savvy Networking Woman. Whether you're working the corporate world, operating your own business, or, you know, or networking is something that you're wanting to really beef up on for the new year, I want you to join me as I share with you 10 powerful traits to mastering networking that will help you to open doors, generate referrals, and indeed become a savvy networking woman. So again, I want to encourage you to be a part of this free teleclass for our December Lunch and Learn Savvy Networking Woman on December 2nd at 12 noon Eastern Time. I hope that you guys will want to participate. And, of course, this is in celebration of our Savvy Networking Woman channel that we've just debuted. So I'm very, very excited about that as well. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and go right into our topic for today, which is self-discipline and business. And this is a two-part because I'm going to be sharing with you the five things that you need to do to start being better disciplined in your business. And then I'm also going to be reading from you Chapter 10, Discipline in Business, in the book for our book club this month, No Excuses, with writer Brian Tracy. So first what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I am going to read for you the excerpt, Self-Discipline and Business, for those of you with the book, Chapter 10. And the first thing he gives is a quote, and I really love this quote. It says, "The quality of self-denial in the pursuit of a longer-term goal, and indeed the willpower to maintain that level of self-denial, is an excellent training for the boardroom." The author goes on to say in Self-Discipline in Business that most people will work in or for a business or own a business in the course of their lifetimes. The achievement of business success demands high levels of discipline from you in every area of business activity, both large and small. Without discipline, he says, and self-control, in business, no success is possible. There is no area of activity that demands more self-discipline than starting and operating a successful business in our current economy. He says, the first law of economics is scarcity. As a rule, there is never enough of anything for everyone who wants it. Specifically, there are never enough customers for you to sell everything you want to sell. There are never enough sales revenues to help you achieve all your financial goals. There are never sufficient profits to enable you to expand as much as you want. Especially, there are never enough good people to work with and for you to help you achieve your business goals. If the first law of economics is scarcity, then the first law of business is competition. It requires tremendous focus and discipline to do the things necessary to attract the scarce money of customers toward purchasing your product or service. Okay, to not only survive, he says, but also thrive, you must compete continually against all other uses of the same amount of money that you want to charge for what you sell. The first discipline of business success is that you offer a product or service that people want, need, and will pay for at a price they will accept, a price that is competitive with every other business that wants the same customer dollar. You must be completely honest with your product service mix to ensure that it is well suited to the current market. This is an area where false assumptions or incorrect conclusions can lead to business failure. This answer is continually changing as competition and customer taste also change. The customer, he says, is always right. Well, every week, he says, I speak to business people who are unhappy with their level of sales and profitability. They insist that their product or service is excellent and that people should be buying from them in much larger quantities. In each case, I have gently pointed out to them that the only proof that their product or service is truly attractive or valuable is that people buy it willingly and then buy it again and tell their friends to buy it as well. I want to repeat this to you because this is such an important lesson for us all to learn, because we can all think that we have a good website. We can all think that our product is the next best thing since sliced bread. But I want to repeat what the author says. He says, I have to gently point out to individuals that the only proof that their product or service is truly attractive or valuable is that people buy it willingly, and then they buy it again, and then they tell their friends to buy it as well. So in other words, again, as a side note for me, I'm thinking that if you have a product or service and you're not seeing a lot of people purchase it or a lot of people retain your services, something is wrong in your success recipe. If people are not buying it willingly, and if they're not buying it again and then sharing it with other people, then you need to go back to the drawing board and take a look, because that should be the goal that you aim at every time, is that people buy your product or service willingly, they are sharing it with their friends, and they are buying it again. And this just goes to prove also in the 80-20 rule is that 20% of your customers or your clients most often are purchasing your products and services 80% of the time, okay? He says, according to the experts, fully 70% of your business decisions will turn out to be wrong in the fullness of time. He says, this is average. When you are a new business person or starting a new business, you will be wrong even more often than this. It's not unusual for an entrepreneur to be wrong 90% of the time in the beginning of his or her career. It requires tremendous self-discipline and character to face the possibility that you could be wrong in your most cherished assumptions and beliefs. Nonetheless, this discipline is essential if you are going to minimize your mistakes, cut your losses, and redirect your resources toward offering customers more of the things they really want, need, and are willing to pay for today. He says, all business investment and business startups require a high level of optimism. You must believe in the future possibilities of your business along with your new products and services. You must have so much confidence in their marketability that you are willing to undertake financial risk and invest many hours, weeks, and even years to achieve your business goals. And you must do it all with no real guarantee of success. But at the same time, you need discipline to curb your confidence, to remain objective, and be realistic. He says, overconfidence in business can lead to business mistakes, financial losses, and yes, even bankruptcy. And so again, I am reading from Self-Discipline in Business in the book, No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline by Brian Tracy. And I'm going to stop right here and continue on with on next Monday. So stay tuned as I continue on with his section, Self-Discipline in Business. Right now, though, I wanted to read that before I went into the topic of today for the show, Self-Discipline in Business, because what he says is so real and so very true. We all want to be very, very successful in business, but oftentimes I find that as women, we are hard-headed, we are stubborn, and oftentimes we refuse to make the necessary changes to move forward. Listen, I think it is time. I really do. I think it is time for a new commitment. I think it is time for you to start making sure that you have developed a belief system that's going to support what it is that you want out of your life and your business. And so today I want to share with you five things I think are necessary in order for you to practice self-discipline in your business. So here's number one. I hope you have your notepad and your pen ready to roll. Number one, ladies, is that you need to start with your goals in mind, okay? It's too oftentimes as women, we are basically doing a lot of activity and we are busy being busy, but at what? This is why sometimes every Friday we don't have the fruit of our labor, which is money, to really support all of the busyness that we have been involved in, right? So you need to start with your goals in mind. And I recommend number one is that you kind of look at what are the goals that are necessary for you to accomplish your overall vision for your business. You need to have that in mind. Because if you don't have that in mind, what's going to happen is you're going to lack focus, you're going to lose clarity, and when you do that, that causes procrastination to set in, and oh well, you know the rest of the story, right? You'll be at the end of next year not having accomplished your goals, the things that you wanted to achieve. And we all, I think as women, we are looking to be have pride in ourselves. We're looking to be proud of ourselves. We're looking to say, well done. I know I am. And that makes us feel good. You see, it's not all about money. Money is the fruit, I agree. But sometimes we want that good old-fashioned dose of self-pride. We want to know that we can accomplish whatever we set our minds to do. It's nothing like feeling that. And sometimes we can feel very discouraged because we are not accomplishing our dreams and our goals. Here's number two, and five ways to practice better self-discipline in your business is acknowledge your weak areas. And I'll say that and say it again over and over. When we do not acknowledge where we are weak at, then someone can always come in and compete better at what we are doing. Okay, because, you know, sometimes we can have that cocky attitude. Sometimes we can have that overzealous feeling that you've got the best thing since sliced bread and you don't care what anybody says or what the proof is. You know that you've got a good product or you know that you have a good service. Well, that is hogwash, and we need to get over ourselves really fast, really quick, so that we can see better things happen for ourselves in 2016. So with that said, ladies, you need to acknowledge, that's number two, acknowledge your weak areas. When you acknowledge your weak areas, guess what happens? Guess what you'll be able to do? You will be able to identify a solution, whether you need to find someone who's stronger in what it is that you're weaker in, or whether it's you need to improve a skill or you need to get better knowledgeable in that area. You will then be able to start working on a solution. But you can't work on a solution for what you aren't willing to admit. So it's time for you to face the mirror and be truthful with your own self. Here's number three. Number three is be dependable with yourself. Be dependable with yourself. You know, I find often times that it's very, very easy to say that you want to do something and then sabotage yourself by doing everything but the very things necessary to accomplish whatever goal it was that you wanted to do. Does that make sense to you guys? Perhaps you're shaking your head in agreement with me. You have to be very dependable for your own self. And what that means is that to your own self, be true. If you say that you need a new website and you'd like to see a website go up before 2016, then how dependable have you been to take action on all of that? How dependable have you been to start researching and talking with a consultant or someone that can help you get that done? If you say that you wanted to write a book in 2015, but that didn't get done, then you have to go back and you ask yourself, well, how dependable was I to my own self to make that happen? Did I set myself up and sabotage myself and do everything else outside of the very thing I wanted? Or was I dependable? I can depend on me, because at the end of the day, we only have ourselves to depend on. Sure, there are other people out of their kindness and because they are in the blessing business that will help us, but we must first depend on our own selves, right? Absolutely. And when you can't depend on yourself, when you can't rely on your own self, that's when you know that you've got to sit down and you've got to go and get a dose of truth and start working with me as your coach to help you move forward with your business goals, with the things that you need to do. I know people that listen to Successful Woman Radio every year, every Monday, and they get good information, but they do not put it to use for themselves. And they tell me that. And when I ask them, well, what's holding you back? And they say, well, I don't know. Well, a lot of the times it's because they are not dependable on their own selves. They are not dependable in taking action and doing the things necessary to move forward in their lives and business. And so I want to say to all of you who are listening to the show today, I want to ask you that all-important question. And again, this is a yes and no. You can't straddle the fence. Are you dependable to your own self? Are you a dependable person? I want you to know that if you say, no, Trina, I'm not as dependable as I need to be, then that's okay, because it has to be okay in order for you to move forward. In other words, that's okay that you have admitted that. Now what you need to do is you need to move forward in looking at how you can become a dependable person. And the first thing that you do to become dependable to yourself is, again, you have to go back and you have to look at your belief level in your business, okay? Because if you don't believe that you can be successful in your business, if you can't believe that you deserve to be paid for your products or your services, if you can't believe that you have the power to lead your company, then that's where it all starts. And see, I have discovered in working with women these last 20-plus years is that sometimes a lot of the things that we go through in not being successful has to do with our childhood. It has to do with our early adult life. It has to do with our experiences. And somewhere along the line, we stop believing in ourselves to the point to where the belief level is not high enough to help us accomplish our dreams and our goals. And it takes away our ability to be dependable to our own selves. So again, I want to encourage you to get dependable for yourself, okay? Here's number four in the disciplines that you need to adopt in order to have better self-discipline for your business. Take action on your to-do list. Again, take action on your to-do list. Look, if you list it, then you need to be doing it. It's as simple as that, okay? It doesn't make sense for you to have a long, drawn-out to-do list and nothing is getting done. And one of the things that we do as women oftentimes is set ourselves up with a to-do list to fail. Why? Because we're not quite sure what the list even is supporting, okay? So let's see if I can't, in just a short minute here, go back and give you the structure for properly planning, okay? So first you have a vision, and the vision is important because it sets precedence to everything that you will do from that point forward. Once you know what your vision is, which is simply what it is that you want to experience at a given point in time, it could be 5 days, 3 days, 30 days, 3 years, 10 years, you set the time frame. Then there is a course of action that must happen in order for that vision to really become a reality. And that course of action is first you have the vision, then you set goals to support the vision. And in order to, you know, set those goals, you must write the vision down on paper and then write goals to support the vision. So if you say, I want to make $50,000, well, that's a broad vision, okay? I would like to make $50,000. I can see $50,000 in my account. So it has to be broken down into goals. And now you need to ask yourself, well, what needs to happen? What goals must I set in order for me to accomplish this overall vision of generating $50,000. Well, once you write the goals down, then in order to ignite the goals, to bring action to the goals, you create to-do items or you create a to-do list for each of the goals. And then you take, but it doesn't stop there. And this is where a lot of women make mistakes. It doesn't stop there because then when you make that to-do list so that you don't sabotage yourself or so that you don't set yourself up, you have to ask yourself, are there any challenges at all that are threatening me not accomplishing this goal in this to-do list? Because if this to-do list, there's something that I can't put into action right away, that is a challenge. Then you have to solve the challenge before you actually take that to-do item and you put it in a time slot in your planner, You do have a time management planner, right? Yeah? Yes? I hope so. So that is the order of things. Vision, you set your goals. Then you might even break some of your goals down to short-term goals. You set your to-do items, which is your to-do list. But before you actually take action to your list, or even before you can, you must identify whether or not there are challenges to the goal or to doing the to-do item. And then once you do that, you then find a solution for it, and you're ready to put it in a time slot to either follow up with it if you're delegating it to someone else, or to either do it yourself. And again, if you're doing it yourself, case in point, remember to double pad the time that you think is required of you to handle the task, okay? Last but least is number 5 in the discipline that you need to adopt that can better help you to manage your business is be the leader, not the follower in your business. I admit that sometimes I don't want to be the leader, okay? I don't want to be the leader, but when you have a vision and when you put that vision in action, God hasn't told anybody else to lead that business or that vision but you. And you must accept that, because without acceptance of your leadership responsibility, then you might as well fold up and close the doors now. You must be the leader in your business. And in order for you to be the leader, the CEO of your company, it means that you have a CEO job description. It means that you know what your responsibilities are. It means that you're out there doing the things that are necessary to lead your company. And then also, here's the biggest thing. When you meet people, they're not confused about what your role is in your company. They automatically know that you are the CEO, that you are the leader. And I find oftentimes as women, we often find ourselves too scared to ask for the money, too scared to ask for the business, too scared to be the leader. It's time for all of that to be over as we move into 2016. It is time for us to rise up and to take our rightful position in our companies as the leaders God has created us to be, right? Of course, absolutely. And so I want to encourage you that with these 5 disciplines, if you do these 5 things, you'll begin to see positive changes in your business. You will start to see changes in your attitude. You will start to see changes in your energy level. You will start to begin to have a whole new belief in who you are and what you do and why you are in business. So again, number 1, start with your goals in mind. Number 2, acknowledge your weak areas so that you can find others to help you or develop the knowledge needed. Number 3, be dependable. You know, ladies, you've got to be dependable with yourself. Develop that level of belief that's necessary for you to move forward. And if you can't be dependable on yourself with yourself, you definitely don't have the belief level necessary. Number 4, take action on that to-do list. Don't just have a to-do list, but know the order of things, right? Vision, goals, to-do items. Identify challenges, solve it, get it in your planner, take action on it. And number 5, be the leader, not the follower in your business. Stop being scared. Stop allowing fear to take control. Stop being fearful of fear itself, because fear can be a good thing. It can actually create a very powerful energy in you if you agree to move forward when you feel the fear. Move forward anyway. I always say, you know, strap the seatbelt on and let fear know, baby, you're getting ready to go on a serious ride to the journey of success. And what you'll notice is you look in the back seat and fear has unbuckled itself and climbed out of the window. Okay, so you need to understand that self-discipline in and of itself is so very, very key if you're going to be successful. And oftentimes, a lot of women go back and forth. Sometimes they have self-discipline, sometimes they don't. But we want consistent self-discipline, right? I truly hope that you have enjoyed these five things I've given you and the excerpt from Brian Tracy's book, also No Excuses, The Power of Self-Discipline. Make sure you pick yourself up a copy of this book and read it along with us this month, as it is our book of the month in our book club. Also, I want to remind you about powerful events going on at Women About Biz. On December 5th, we have our 7th annual holiday extravaganza. I'm expecting to see all of you there. Make sure you go to Women About Biz and register for that. And then also coming up on Wednesday, that Wednesday before the extravaganza on the 2nd, is our celebration of our new channel, Savvy Networking Women. I'm going to be sharing with you 10 powerful traits to master your networking strategy. Okay? So I hope that you guys have enjoyed today's show. I wish you nothing but productivity and abundance all this week. Stay tuned for next week as we talk about the miracle of self-discipline. I'm very, very excited about that. Also, I'll be sharing with you my recipe I share every year on my famous holiday punch. So don't forget to tune in next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.